Fair and Equal Michigan needs to gather a little more than 340,000 signatures from registered voters. Once those names are certified, the question goes to state lawmakers to approve, reject, or ignore. If the initiative is not adopted by the legislature, it would go on the November ballot, says Trevor Thomas of the Fair and Equal Michigan campaign.
We believe it is finally time to either have them pass the bill or hands it off to the people.
The campaign has announced the support of many civil rights, political, and business leaders. The group says that can assure the campaign has the staff and money to succeed. 37 years after the idea of adding LGBT rights to Michigan's civil rights law was first proposed. I'm Rick Pluta.